Everybody, welcome to another edition of the podcast. I saw something late last night on social media that made me think about this and thought it was something that we should definitely talk about. There has been somebody in the life of Kendall Jenner for about the last year, and I saw on social media yesterday that they got a KNJ tattoo. Nice little cursive one. KNJ, of course, would be Kendall Nicole Jenner. And the person who got it was a woman. A very attractive one. And it just got me to thinking that perhaps it's time that we take an in-depth look at the people that Kendall has supposedly dated and people in her life and a lot of things that you probably have never read before or heard before. But I thought that first, let's just talk about all the boyfriends, the longer ones. We're not talking about the 1 week ones, because God, if we talked about the 1 week ones, we would literally be here all day. It's like Kris Jenner will just throw out a trial balloon, and if it sticks, then we'll get it for a couple months. But if it doesn't stick, then, you know, you get the 1 week thing. And it's so old now. And we'll go through them all. But if you see, like, the procedure now is completely different than the procedure before. And the way that they have to go about it now is a lot of contracts and things. And here's the thing. Think about every person that you've ever dated or been in a relationship with. I mean, ever. Are you friends with every single one of them? Do you talk to every single one of them? Has anyone ever, you know, not said anything bad about the relationship? Because let's just go through them all really quickly, and then we'll talk about dates and stuff. When she went out with them all. But I mean, the entire list, it's kind of crazy. So, I mean, I think that we can forget about the guy in high school, Julian Brooks, but then you had Bieber for a little while. And like I said, we'll go in depth on all of these. Then there was, Harry Styles, Jordan Clarkson, A$AP Rocky, Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, and then now we're on Anwar Hadid. Which one of these has ever said anything negative about Kendall afterwards? None. Nothing. I mean, celebrities love to go after their exes on social media. They love it. And even if it just boggles my mind. I mean, there's none of these have said anything negative. And the crazier thing is, none of them have said anything at all. When's the last time you Blake Griffin, what did you think about what happened to your relationship with Kendall? Nobody ever talks about it. It's a void. That's the craziest part. And then you have all these things. And then, you know, Kendall and Kourtney and the entire Kardashian-Jenner family, they are always under the microscope with paparazzi. And not even just paparazzi, because a lot of those they're paying for. I mean, they have their own personal paparazzi. But just if they go to a club or something like that, there's always going to be people taking pictures. Either they're out on the street, if they're at a restaurant, if they're at a coffee shop, whatever. There's always going to be pictures. Tell me all the times that you've ever seen Kendall Jenner, like, with a little PDA. You have the Anwar one, and we'll talk about why that happened. But there's not a lot. There's really not a lot. There's none of this intimacy. It's basically like you can just tell that they're kind of hanging out. They're just friends. And it's pretty obvious. So I gave you the names. Oh, I know what I was going to say. the vast majority of all of these breakups have occurred because of quote unquote scheduling conflicts. Okay. I think Kendall probably works about 30 days a year. She does a New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, probably some Milan Fashion Week, but this year she didn't even do New York Fashion Week, right? And so those each happen twice a year. And then she does some keeping up filming and the odd endorsement kind of thing. The odd magazine shoot. But let's be honest. How difficult is her schedule? It's not. It's not difficult at all. So when you have the scheduling conflict thing, that's just a bunch of crap. It will work once, but then when you just say it over and over and over again, then you say, come on, can you come up with something original? And the other thing is, if you look at the beginning, like the first few, like a Bieber or Styles or something like that, they would get reported by, you know, several different media outlets generally. But over the last few, it's basically been E! News, which, of course, E!, you know, airs Keeping Up with the Kardashians and every single one of its spawn. So, of course, they'll do what, you know, Kris Jenner wants them to do or to say. But the interesting thing is that they've given up kind of on lying. What E! Does now is they really, really... They won't come flat out and say that Kendall's dating somebody. They'll go, well, she was seen with somebody and gosh, it sure looks like they're dating, but they won't actually say it. And I think that they don't want to be called out for it by people like me who are going to say, come on, you're just doing what she says. Cause you know, she's the show is on the network, you know, And I think that they kind of got a little spine. But let's go back in time and let's kind of put all the people in Kendall's life, kind of let's put them together with the guys that we talked about. Okay. So let's go back to basically around November 2012-ish. This was interesting, and this is some stuff that probably, well, I know has never been talked about. So in November 2012, Kendall started hanging out with Barbara Palvin, and if you remember, and Barbara was like a Victoria's Secret model, and she started hanging out with her, and was doing so for about, I want to say a couple weeks. It wasn't very long, right? And then people got wind of it. And the next thing you know, who's going out with Barbara? Justin Bieber. Longtime family friend. Justin Bieber is now going out with Barbara. And the interesting thing is that at that time, Justin was going out with Selena. And Selena wasn't upset at all about these pictures of Justin and Barbara. She would retweet them. She said nothing negative. You know why? Because she knew that Justin wasn't really dating Barbara. Barbara was hanging out a lot with Kendall. And Justin was just a little bit of cover. And as it turned out, you know, they didn't need very long. It's probably like a couple weeks or something. And then, I don't know, Barbara and Kendall, maybe it got too complicated, whatever. So then we kind of, you know, move on a little bit. And so we get to about 2013. And Kendall, you know, and this woman named Lauren Perez, they basically hang out almost nonstop for the next 3 years. And I say almost nonstop. There's a bunch of gaps, which we'll talk about. But basically from about 2013-ish, to 2016-ish, they were inseparable. And there's just tons of social media history. There's, you know, deleted conversations that, you know, talking about it. They had their own cute nickname and everything. I think it was Lake. But what happened was it got to be so big and such a snowball that about, I want to say late 2013, early 2014, that people just really, really started talking about it. And so what do you do about it? Well, you go back to the old standby. What did we do in 2012? We got Justin. So what do we do this time? We get Justin. So Justin Bieber and then Kendall are supposedly dating, and it's, you know, it's, oh yeah, we were friends, and now, you know, it's just, it's, we just couldn't handle the, you know, being apart and everything. And the thing is that Selena knew again, but this time she did care. The other time she didn't care. And the reason she cared this time was because if you look at all the photos, and not all the photos, obviously, but if you go back and look at the generality of the photos of the time, and you'll see that there's always a third wheel at these Justin Kendall dates. And no, I'm not talking, it wasn't Lauren. It was Haley Baldwin. Haley Baldwin was there. And this is why it upset Selena. Because the whole time that Justin and Kendall are supposedly dating, in return for that favor or whatever, Haley is off hooking up with Justin every single day. And Selena knew that. And Selena was pissed. So when you know, go back in time, and you look at Haley, and, you know, we'll talk about this in a different episode or something, where she's, oh, I always wanted Justin and Selena to be together. Well, you know, back in 2014, I guess, really, you know, she was hooking up with him. She didn't want Selena and Justin back then. You know, so anyway, that kind of gave some cover. But what it also did was, I mean, there was just this intense pressure to like stop hanging out. And so there was a time, I want to say it was 2015, probably. Yeah, something like that. And it was like the Harry Styles, Kendall Jenner thing. And this one was so messed up because, you know, they were down in St. Bart's. And I think that the rugby player was there. You know, you'll have to check, but I'm pretty sure that the rugby player was there. Which is strike one against, you know, Kendall and Harry. And then strike two was Stella Maxwell was there. And this is it's crazy. So Stella Maxwell was there, and all of a sudden, Kendall is just spending an enormous amount of time with Stella Maxwell, which I don't think a lot of people knew. But then what's interesting, which is kind of like, shows how small everything is that I think she felt guilty about the Lauren thing and all that. So the Stella and Kendall thing didn't last very long with them hanging out. You know, apparently, you know, best friends have to start hanging out because everybody's just hanging out. That's what we're talking about here. Just hanging out. So Kendall and Stella are hanging out, but I think Kendall's missing hanging out with Lauren. So Kendall stops hanging out with Stella, and then Stella starts hanging out, or actually with Stella, you can say messing around. Stella starts messing around with Barbara Palvin, and they get together. So it's kind of interesting how this all just kind of comes kind of full circle. So then we get back to kind of Kendall hanging out with Lauren again. And, you know, you get these loving, these Instagram posts that are so sweet and so nice. And you can see that they really enjoy each other's company and each other's friendship. You know, there's lots of holding hand photos that get retweeted and, you know, I miss you kind of tweets and, you know, Instagram posts. They spend a lot of time together, basically they spend, I think, all their free time together. So, you know, things are going well, but The problem is that every other member of the family has got some kind of significant other, and we need to have a significant other for Kendall. This is the way that the game is played. So what do? Well, you bring in Jordan Clarkson, because everybody knows that, you know, the NBA is really represented well in the Kardashian-Jenner family. Everywhere, all the time. So they bring in Jordan Clarkson. And, you know, he doesn't really care. In a sense, I honestly think that he was probably the best one, except for maybe ASAP. And maybe ASAP was better too. But Jordan was willing to hang out. How long was it? I think it was probably, what did he do, July to November of 2016? Something like that. It was that summer, fall. It was, you know what it was? It was before basketball season really started. It was that in between. It was that from the end of basketball season to basically the beginning of basketball season. So Jordan didn't really have anything that he was doing. So might as well just hang out, have Kendall pay for everything, because that's what she does. And meanwhile, maybe he hooked up with Kylie once or twice or three times or four times. You know, just to say, hey. But yeah, he was fun. He didn't have to worry. He could still see anybody that he wanted to. And, you know, he wasn't doing anything anyway. And he got a little extracurricular bonus from one of the Jenner sisters. So he was all good. And then we kind of move from Jordan. And what happened then was, so that ended like in around November-ish, right? And so then what happened was, this was going to be the end of any kind of hanging out between Kendall and Lauren, was Kendall went to Europe. And when she went to Europe, she ran into the Wilmer Valderrama of models, Cara Delevingne. And Cara, who will, I think, has run through basically every single openly gay, bisexual, bi-curious, you know, female model, actress, singer. You know, she has run through them all. And lo and behold, Cara and Kendall become best friends on that trip to Europe. And gosh, they sure do like hanging out a lot together. And all of these pictures remind everybody of kind of Lauren, but Lauren's been kicked to the curb now. Because now it's all about Kendall and, you know, Cara hanging out. And I mean, they really hang out a lot. And things appear to be going pretty well. And then what happens is that as Cara is wont to do, Cara started hanging out with another woman. And then Cara suggested to Kendall that perhaps Cara would like to hang out with, Kendall would like to hang out with Cara and Michelle Rodriguez just to hang out. And I don't know, apparently that was not something that interested Kendall. And so what to do? Well, the plan then was, we went from that to ASAP Rocky. And you know, I had said before that Jordan was pretty good, but ASAP's pretty good. I mean, the guy's kind of, I mean, let's face it, he has hit women, so he is not the nicest guy in the whole world. In this particular case, though, it appears that things went pretty well, because he didn't, you know, he didn't really care. It was nice publicity. They liked hanging out, so that was good. They didn't have to hang out very often. I mean, the stories made it seem like they were seeing each other all the time. I would venture to say that in 2017, they probably saw each other six times, something like that, maybe. And all of them, of course, documented for the cameras and stuff. I don't think that they really saw each other more than that. And it worked out well. I mean, it was a year-long storyline, which is really, really good. in the whole cycle of things. I mean, if you think about the ones that we've already just gone through. I mean, if you talk about, you know, the high school guy, then Justin, then Harry, then Jordan, and now we're on ASAP, and ASAP lasts, you know, almost a good year. And during that time, Kendall's kind of going around and around, and she spends some time hanging out with Evan Rachel Wood, and that did not work out well. But something that worked out worse was Ruby Rose, and that was tragic. You know, Ruby has some issues with some substances. I think I pretty much documented those for everybody. And basically, she scared the hell out of Kendall. I mean, not like scared the hell out of her, like, you know, overdosed in front of her or something like that, but just the amount was just overwhelming. And if you know one, I mean, except for Chloe and the cocaine back in the day, I mean, there's some other instances, but I mean, they keep it super quiet. And the family, they try and avoid any kind of chance that they will be associated with drugs. If they're going to do them, they're going to do them in the privacy of their own home by themselves or with a family member. You know, they don't want to be risk the chance of being caught with like Ruby Rose or even Kara. You know, Kara's got some issues. You know, she's got a lot of coke issues. And but I never ever heard anything about how she scared Kendall hanging out or anything like that, because I think it was more of a just a party thing, and it was just coke. I mean, as opposed to the things that that Ruby has issues with. So that was like, okay. But at the same time, you know, she has this calming influence of not having to worry about trying to find another guy or something, because she's got this ASAP Rocky thing just going steady for the whole year. So then what happens is Kendall went to Europe again, and then she met Soko. And you guys all remember Soko. She's the singer who used to hook up with Kristen Stewart, and she's the one who broke up Kristen and Alicia Cargill. So, and the way that she did that was, and Soko basically is the one who outed Kristen Stewart, just because she was just posting everything to social media. So it was kind of a shock that Kendall would want to hang out with Soko, knowing that Soko might in fact just blast everything to the world. But she didn't. And but what she did do, she didn't like blast it out to the world like she had with Kristen. But she was certainly talking. She certainly can't keep a secret. And word kind of filtered back. And so what do you do? What do you do when the word starts filtering back? Well, you find yourself somebody who's a big, 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 big star. And you make it so they are your new boyfriend. Hello, Blake Griffin. Come on down. And this is the one that I start sensing the pattern. And, you know, prior to that, everything prior to that was a very congenial arrangement. Everybody was happy with the process. Nobody had any complaints. You know, got to do what you wanted to do. I mean, going back to Justin and Harry Styles, who really, I mean, that was just ridiculous. And then Jordan Clarkson and ASAP. You know, you basically had a couple of years here where everything was just really good. And it was, you know, in between there was, you know, like I said before, there's the 1 week and the 2 week ones, but I'm only concentrating on ones where, you know, at least there was a couple of months, you know, a 2 or 3 month thing. And I only bring up Harry because everybody tried so hard to put them together. And that whole thing was just ridiculous. And I really want to say that the rugby player was there, which should have just given it all up. So somebody go and look, because I have the rugby player stuck in my mind. And I'm sorry for the sniffles. I'm getting a cold. So we have Blake. And here's the thing. They didn't really tell Blake everything. They didn't tell him everything at all. And he basically split up with the mother of his baby to be with Kendall. Because he really thought that Kendall was into him. And this one is because they didn't tell him the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I do wonder, and I don't know the answer right off the top of my head, is that I do wonder, you know, what kind of level their relationship took, if you know what I mean, like an intimate level. Because in all of the previous relationships that I rattled off, and I'll rattle off again, I don't know about the high school kid, but, you know, with Justin and ASAP and Jordan Clarkson, nothing happened. Zero. And as far as I know, the 1 week and 2 week things, nothing happened. Zero. But did it with Blake? Was that needed to kind of seal the deal, so to speak, to make him leave his baby mama, who he's paying a fortune to right now because of that decision? And do you think he regrets that decision? Probably. And I think that once he kind of found out what was up, it was done. Because they went from hanging out quite a lot to zero. Nothing. And I kind of think he figured out what was going on. But the problem is that I feel like it was a little deceitful. And then maybe he didn't know. And this is where we kind of get to this. The next one in this is with Ben Simmons. And I think that this was a master kind of plan that they said, okay, we can do this. What we'll do is Ben is this, you know, this young, great player who plays for Philadelphia. He's already been on TV. He's already had a documentary. He knows what he's doing. He's got a sister who's been on the documentary. The parents were on the documentary. Got the great little Australian accent. So this will be perfect. And it wasn't. Because I don't think, again, that they were straight up and said everything. I think that part of the problem was with Ben. His sister can be a little bit off-putting. And I think that that affected some stuff. I think that Ben wanted some sex, and I'm not sure that that was part of the deal. And the thing is, the whole season of the show had kind of been planned around this. So what do you do when your plans become awry? When the way it was always told to me was that Ben was going to be on the whole season. And that they had already booked, I think it was a club, I'd have to go back and look, a club or a restaurant, something like that, far in advance, where there was going to be a breakup scene. And I don't think Ben was necessarily part of that discussion or anything. So once again, I think he was probably told some stuff, but not all the stuff. Would you like to be on the reality show? Sure. Can my sister be on it? Sure. You know? But then, you know, things don't work out with the sister. Things, you know, change. We're not going to actually go out. We're not actually going to be boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't really quite understand. What are we doing? You know, well, it's more just for the reality show. And I don't think they told him that there was the whole breakup thing all scheduled. And, you know, so they would go out. And because what was going on in the front, he would cheat on her. I mean, he was going out and he was just cheating. And it was, you know, pretty obvious. He didn't try and hide it or anything. When you go back and you look at like Jordan Clarkson or ASAP or whatever, they hooked up with other people, but they really did try and do a good job of, you know, keeping it quiet. And I think Jordan had every, especially when he was with, you know, hooking up with Kylie, I think he had every incentive to remain quiet about the whole situation. So, but here's Ben, and he's being pretty blatant and obvious. Not blatant and obvious where every single, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry are seeing, but enough where there's buzz and, you know, people like me and other people who, other reporters and stuff, you hear it. So you write a couple blinds, and I'm sure that other tabloids maybe, well, they probably didn't write, not the, you know, the kiss butt ones, they didn't write anything about it, but I'm sure there were some others that maybe had a line or two about it, because it was pretty obvious. So what do you do? How do you get out of all of this? You bring in a longtime family friend, and you bring in, you know, Anwar Hadid, and you make out with him, you know, for the whole world to see. You want to be an actress? Here you go. Make out. But what that did was, and this is just where they don't really care. And I don't know that Anwar expected that to ever go public. I think that he thought it was going to be something like, oh, I'm just doing this to make my boyfriend jealous so he'll dump me, you know, but the world won't know. Because what happened with Anwar? He lost a year-long plus relationship with Nicola Peltz or whatever. I mean, she was devastated. And this is all just basically a prank, but she doesn't know that. And she's just been humiliated in front of the entire world. So, of course, she's like, see ya. And I think that he probably to this day regrets doing that. Yeah, I know he's back with her, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I think he regrets that to this day. He must. And, you know, Nicola gave him hell. So then what this does is it was about the Europe thing, I would say. Oh, this was interesting. This is something that nobody's really ever talked about. So after Ben, she went back and she talked to Lauren. And they started hanging out a bit. And I don't think anybody really knew that. But it didn't last very long. It crashed and it burned. It just, you know, they didn't like hanging out together anymore. So there's nothing really going on. She's just kind of floating around while everybody decides who she's going to date again. And she runs into somebody that she had known previously and, you know, had seen from time to time and would have dinner and lunch with and things like that. And they hung out. And the next thing you know, they like hanging out a lot. And they're hanging out all the time. And they're hanging out a lot at Kendall's place. They're hanging out there so much that this person basically is just almost living there. But what do you do if somebody's basically living with you? What to do? What to do? What have we done in the past? We bring in somebody. Let's bring in Anwar. It'll be great. And Kendall's already shown that she's okay with kissing him. We get that on TMZ a couple of times, and the whole world will think it's, you know, but the problem is that as we go through this time after time after time after time, and we get the ridiculous interviews, we get the ridiculous quotes, nobody believes it anymore. It's tired. You know, I don't know how long the game will go on. I'm not sure why the game needs to go on. Is it because of the TV show? Is it, you know, religious purposes? I'm not sure. But yeah, so they bring in Anwar. And then, you know, what I saw yesterday, got the KNJ tattoo in the cursive. Right there. Not big. you know, not bold and huge, not, it's not a neck tattoo or anything like that. You know, they didn't go all little Xan and put it on their cheeks. You know, it's just initials. But I thought it was kind of telling that they did that. And I think it's telling that they did that, you know, shortly after the hanging out all the time moved in, you know, turned into a let's hang out all the time kind of situation. And well, if we're going to hang out all the time, then let's bring back Anwar for seconds. But I wonder how long that lasts. Is Anwar just something while they find something to be more permanent? Is he willing to hang for a little while? You know, I mean, it makes sense if you think about how much Kendall hangs out with Bella and Gigi. You know, it's not a bad idea. You know, and Bella and Gigi can hook Anwar up with people, and so maybe he is willing to do it for a while. You know, at least I, you know, he's not going to get upset like Blake and Ben did. But then this goes back to what I was saying earlier at the very beginning. As upset as Blake must have been, what kind of rock solid, airtight NDA did he sign? Because you know he had to be ticked off. He's paying a gajillion dollars in child support because of this. And it's not the $250,000 or whatever that I had heard before, but it's a lot. It's a significant sum that he's having to pay because of this. But he doesn't say anything. Ben doesn't say anything. Again, another guy who was probably really ticked off, and I bet he doesn't talk to her. But he doesn't say anything. Everybody's just whisper quiet. And that's why, if you think about a lot of the relationships in that kind of family, have been locked down by NDAs, but you can tell the ones that haven't. You can tell the ones that get to be as loud as they want. So I wonder what the future holds. I honestly wonder if there is going to be anybody after Anwar. Or are we just going to give it up? Because obviously things have reached a point where somebody is tattooing, you know, initials. You know, of course, you know, if you look at Pete Davidson, he'll tattoo everything. So, I mean, maybe it won't last, but I mean, they are at that point where somebody wants to tattoo. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this little quick basement blast into the dating history, the relationship history of Kendall. And if you are listening on October 15th, stay tuned at midnight tonight for part 3 of the Chris Cornell epic. And there will be more Chris Cornells down the road. I think next month I'm going to try and do another 3 or 4. So a little plug for that. Anyway, I will see you guys real soon.